Roughly 90% of wheat milling output is what's considered regular or all-purpose flour, as compared to whole wheat or cake flour. While whole wheat flour products are recognized as highly nutritious, enriched or regular flour is often given a bad rap, despite the facts. Wheat Foods Council President Tim O'Connor reports, all-purpose flour products are very nutritious on their own merit.
It's also been enhanced. You know, the fortification of enriched flour products is one of the world's best major health improvement stories that there has ever been.
Since the 1940s, refined grains have been enhanced with iron, B vitamins, and minerals. In 1998, a fourth B vitamin, folic acid, was added to enriched flour, combating nutritional deficiencies resulting in birth defects. Efforts to redeem the reputation of enriched flour products and increase understanding of their nutritional value resulted in outreach to American chefs, people who have influence on menu creation and eating choices.
They can do a whole lot of interesting, fun, exciting, delicious things on their menu with wheat foods that are important to the success of their business and to delivering meals to their customers that they really enjoy and want to eat.
This outreach has focused on executive chefs with restaurant chains and major food service companies, spurring discussion on the value of enriched flour products. O'Connor notes this partnership has inspired new connections in the chef community and the development of new enriched wheat foods for their menus. In addition, the Wheat Foods Council has become a trusted resource for factual nutrition information on enriched flour products. For the South Dakota Wheat Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert reporting.